Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
And this is part of my outreach ministry of evangelistic outreach. And every fourth Friday, we gather to inspire fellowship among family and friends, and particularly to those that are struggling with challenges in their lives and with relationships. As a mother, as a sister, as an entrepreneur, I wear many hats, namely as an advocate. I like to revisit and refocus my thoughts on things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are of good report, that I may be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Spirit, soul, and body is a tri-being. Many times we forfeit our blessings because we have not discovered a real purpose in life. We haven't discovered that our Creator made promises that God's word cannot return void. He created us to prosper and be successful. Abraham, for example, was the father of many nations. And God challenged his faith by telling him to go to another country, another place that he'd never been before. And in that journey, God blessed him and told him his generation would be blessed as well. Many times when we are challenged, forfeit our blessing because we don't know the purpose. And many times we seek counsel, to advisors that are not yet seasoned or mature in that area. So 7-11 on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. And Friday, or Friday weekend, especially the four Fridays, we're here to bring life and bring life more abundantly. We're here to share good news. We're here to share personal experiences to help you get from poverty to prosperity. Because why? You're blessed to be a blessing. From the runway to the pulpit, I discovered that nothing will separate me from the love of God. Will separate me from the love of God. Nothing will separate me from the love of God. No sickness, no lack of finances, no relationship, no economic crisis, no. Because I'm created for praise. It's 365 days in the year. Exercise on this journey is to perfect my prayer and praise. For we were created to pray. And I will praise him forever. So won't you join me the next hour with Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Saturday breakfast. Come down. If your appetite is for healthy food, you tuned in. Spend time for food for the soul.
And because we got the victory, hallelujah, that's why we're going to forever praise him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. And ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce if you can put in the G. Is that all right? For the young folk. If I got any young folk in here that love the Lord? They like to have the speakers on 20 in the drop top and you get your bounce on. Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister Ann.
Thank you. you're going to forever praise him. Come on, praise him even now. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah.
We're back on there. We apologize. My computer sort of wanted to reprogram itself, and we can't control that. But one thing that we can't control, we can control what comes out of our mouth. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Many times we speak death, and life is given to us more abundantly. I was reading this morning in the book of Romans concerning the weaker vessel, and they that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. We given instructions as believers to model compassion, model humility, model love. Many times our actions speak louder than our words. Many times we take the lower side when, as leaders, we are to be an example. Until today, Saturday breakfast is a time of talk, kingdom talk. In order for us to be kingdom focused, we must have the mind of Christ. And what is the mind of Christ? Well, everything Jesus shared with the disciples, his followers, or when he witnessed, he talked about things that his Father, the Father, which art in heaven, he reverenced and hallowed the Father. The focus was not about him, but the focus was about his assignment on earth. His focus was to do the will of the Father. That's why in the prayer, he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he says, give us this day our daily bread. Well, what is our daily bread? Well, food for the soul is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9 says, if I confess with my mouth that Jesus has died and rose again, thou shalt be saved. And then in Acts 16, it says that if I'm saved, my whole household is saved. Acts 16:31. So if I hide, as David said, the word in my heart, see, I sin not against God. In other words, it prevents me from thinking carnality. It prevents me from acting out unhealthy words, unhealthy communication. So, my beloved, if you, like I, want to perfect my prayer and praise, you must give time to be still and meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1:8 says, if you meditate on the word of God day and night, you and I will prosper and be successful. That's how we are blessed with success. Not because of our righteousness, not because we have a title, not because we think we are above and not below. It's because of the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Abraham was given an opportunity to obey God. And because of his obedience, God blessed him and promised him that his whole household, his generation, will be blessed. And we are heirs of the kingdom of God. And as Gentiles, we have that same hope. However, we choose to believe that we are less than because our self-worth is worldly conscious, says that we don't have 6 million. We are poor and below poverty level. And when we think poverty, it shows in our actions. Crime, we blame our children, our youth, for activities in our community, for the activities that is that we hear on the news and the media that our children are killing one another, disrespecting our parents, disrespecting police officers, disrespecting those that are in authority. Well, several years ago, one woman decided that the Bible should not be in the schools. How many of you, parents, that are responsible for training up your child in the way that they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart? This behavior affects every generation, from generation to generation to generation. And that we don't communicate as kingdom citizens, as heirs of the kingdom. How in the world are the children today, this generation, is going to be able to identify with godly things? How are they going to be able to model godly behavior if godly behavior is not modeled in the home? How in the world are they going to be able to model godly behavior in the community when their peers don't have godly homes? And when the homes are destroyed by indifferences between the mother and father relationship, and really marriage is just a word, because marriage was between man and woman, was ordained by God. But we have marriage, men marrying men, women marrying women. How can we train up a child in the way that they should go when there is no honor in the home, no honor in the community, let alone no honor to God? When Jesus instructed his disciples, those that followed him, told them to pray, because his disciples says, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And Jesus said, "Pray, Abba Father." What does Abba Father really mean? Well, Abba Father, which art in heaven, is basically reverence the Almighty God. Reverence Him in our lifestyle. Reverence Him, acknowledging Him as our Creator. Reverencing Him as Lord over the heaven and the earth. Reverencing Him. Well, if we don't reverence Abba Father, which is a, well, I'll put it this way, the titles given to bishops, given to Christians, and it was used by Jesus and Paul to address God in a relationship of personal intimacy. See, we as a race, that's something that we have a problem in communicating. Because when we communicate, we must, one person speak, and the other person must listen. Then once we listen, then we'll dialogue, and there's a response to the outcome of the conversation. However, when we already have preconceptions that I want things to go my way, we seem not to have good communication skills. We're not listening. Why? Because we have certain needs. And when our needs are met, are not met, we act out in an unpleasant way, in a way that can cause the life or death. So, my beloved, my prayer today that you eat this word. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Or this fulfills the royal law, the royal law of love. James, in the book of James 2, if you go into your New Testament, the book of James lets us know that love fulfills God's law, which is the royal law. And the royal law of love demonstrated is when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross. This is perfecting praise. This is perfecting our love for God. Prayer of praise to Him that keeps us from falling and to bring you and I faultless and joyful before His glorious presence. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we glorify, we magnify might and authority from all ages, past and present, and forever and ever, we praise Him. For God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy because of love. And the love message in 1 John 1 verses, 1 John 3 verses 11 to 18, it says, the message that you heard from the very beginning in this, we must love one another. We must not be like Cain. He belonged to the evil one and murdered his own brother Abel. Why did Cain murder him? Because the things he himself did were wrong, and the things his brothers did were right. So do not be surprised, my friend, if the people of the world hate you. We know that we have left death and come over into life. We know it because we love others. Those who do not love are still under the power of death. But those who hate others are murderers. And you know that murderers do not have eternal life in them. This is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too then ought to give our lives for others. If we are rich and see others in need, yet we close our hearts against them, how can we claim that we love God? My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. That's the good news. From the Good News Bible, the today's English verse. So, my beloved, do the mirror test. Love one another. Again, we challenge you. When Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, the love that's part of your praise.
Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your Jeep. Is that all right? For the young folk. If I got any young folk in here that love the Lord? That like to have the speakers on 20 in the drop top and you get your bounce on? Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise. Well, I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce? Hallelujah. Thank you.
on a board, maybe a business owner, donating your time, your talents, and treasures to create jobs, to put food on your table. But it's only what you do for Christ that will happen. The Lord. heart is our strength. And when you lose your joy, you have no strength. But the good thing about it, God created us all in His image. You got a neighbor, you got a friend. You got a friend, you got a neighbor. Then, this day, be a new day. Rejoice. I say, rejoice in the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So be encouraged today. And I challenge you to tune in. The Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. 7 days a week. 7-11. I'm here for you if you like to be a part of this great outreach. Taking time out to pray. Taking the time to volunteer. We have a bread ministry every Friday. If you'd like to be a part of the bread ministry outreach, or if you have a bread ministry outreach, I'd like to share with you some outreach tips to reach one soul one day at a time. Our mission is to reach 1,000. One for the 1,000, two for 10,000. See, many times we only focus on just me, my, and that's all. But there is a secret to multiply. See, if you just present your body as a living sacrifice to live holy. One soul to 3,000 souls. How? Through effective prayer and praise. That's why it's important that you and I take the time out to spend 1 hour getting intimate with the Father. Whole month of February. I pray that you would take and make a commitment to perfect love. First of all, loving yourself. So that way, when you practice loving your neighbor as yourself, it would be genuine love. Yes. In the background, you're listening to Jan Burrell, Minister of Love, the churches, and she's testifying that God's been good to her. Has God been good to you? She is truly a true worshiper. In order to be a true worshiper, you must know who you worship or who you worship. Many people say they have faith. But don't know the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So, where is your faith? Many believe God is glorious. And believe these strangers. They believe the word of God. Where is your faith, my beloved? Everything came down. The kingdom of God is at hand. Choose to say who you're going to serve. He is the end. The bridegroom comes. Death is. Are you going to be ready? Do you have faith to believe that he's coming back? Will you? Said yes. Well, guess what? the matter. If you don't have love, you don't have faith. If you don't have hope, where is your faith? Love is great. What we do. Let others know that we are in sight. When we say others, we the world. See the mind. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which preach the for by faith and not by sight. Get this day. Take time to read God's word. Take the time to meditate on God's word. Take the time to practice. Walk it out. So, you have. Proof in the pudding is your fruit. Have you seen a change? Change comes by. That is pure. Unconditional love. Just a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. Be not conformed to this world, but be renewed by the renewing of your mind, and presenting your body as a living sacrifice to live holy. Present your body today to perfect prayer. You listen to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Cultivating the spirit of unity in every community. We're launching a publication called Community. Also, we're releasing a second edition of Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. We're about the Father's business. You call to do the work of God. There's a price. I've just count up the cost. I've counted the cost for the last 30 years. And I find that this journey can be alone with someone. So you gotta put the trust in God to make a way. As Jesus said, 12 disciples that followed, that believed the good report, the good news. They contributed. Now, whatever is ready to perfect the people. So, my beloved, as you listen to this program today, I invite you to partner. By calling 717-379-1503. There's a preparation in serving. We follow traditions. But I like to follow the word of God. Acts 1:8 says that when we tarry, wait on the Holy Ghost so that we can be a witness. know all Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and all parts of the earth. Because our great commission is to go and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. And I, as a advocate, as a minister, as a author, as a new preacher in Christ Jesus, I've been take off the old and put on the new. We compromise our true identity because of the world standards. We have just denied our authority, our inheritance, our wisdom. So, again, today, I challenge you, my beloved. Walk therein. Your faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So, give me a call 717-979-1503. The oppression has you down. Depression profound. See me. Call 717-372-3500. See me as an outreach safe center that provides resources to help you, your community, to help someone that you love that can't help themselves, dealing with health issues, relationships. Call See Me, Changing Minds for Enrichment at 717-233-0500. Saturday Breakfast on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Music with a message. Soothe the mind and heal the soul. The messenger, Campbell. The message, thank you, Lord. Melody Live.
Forever, forever. For thou so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never, never, no, never perish, but have everlasting life. Forever, forever. Oh, yes, I want to live. Yes, I want to live forever.
Forever.
Oh, yes, I want to shout. Yes, I want to shout forever.
Let go of your idol. Let go of your idol.
One, your heart today. He wants it all. My beloved, don't think it's strange that you're listening to this song.
As the voice calls out in the sound.
Love, joy, peace comes from above. You want true love? Look within. Search your heart. God is the window of the soul. Many times we see things in the natural as we hide it in our hearts. We hide it in our hearts because that's where our treasures are. In order to be effective witness in serving God with our time, our talents, and our treasure, we must be true. So, perhaps you need prayer. So we come, pray God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, we need more love. You say in your words and let not your heart be troubled. Lord, many are troubled today. The heart is broken. We know this hour you have sent your spirit to set the captives free. So I pray in the name of Jesus that healing manifests now. So all that are listening, if you want healing for yourself, surrender your heart to the Word. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can go into the Father unless they're born again. Perhaps you have not yet received truth. for Jesus is the way. Perhaps you're misunderstood. The real worship comes when you confess that Jesus is Lord. Let this be a moment of dedicating your life. Let this be a moment of submitting your will, that God's will be done. Maybe this may be a moment for you to live and not die. Maybe this may be a real worship experience for you this morning. Resist the enemy of your mind, the enemy of your soul. Embrace. Embrace. Love today. Love, four letter word. Hello, V. Embrace love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The message, be grateful.
I want you to think about what you're going through right now. Will it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Somebody, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Your way, but we want to press the Lord upon the amen. If I can just feel breath in your face, hold the beauty of your face. If I can just feel breath in your face, never leave the peace of it. If I can just feel breath in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I still believe. I will just lay at your feet, but I will be whole. I still believe. I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence. Somebody tell the Lord, you want to press a little deeper? Oh. Somebody tell the Lord, if I could just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I could just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. I will be whole. I still believe.
I'm You are amazing, God. You are Thank you.
Thank you.